You're listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Ruth show, featuring Ruth Milstein, author of the gourmand award-winning recipe book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. Welcome, everybody. Today on Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Ruth show, we're going to be talking about chocolate cake and wine. Yes, both are good for us. Yes, especially once in a while, right? We don't have to have it every day, but we can have our cake, we can eat it, and we can pair it with good wine. And Ruth has a very easy recipe. In fact, we're airing this show on National Drink Wine Day. So how good are we? We know best. Welcome back, Ruth. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited about this because you have these cake balls, right? We're going to make chocolate cake balls today. And this is an easy recipe. And Howard, your husband, Howard, he's been on our show over the years. He supplied some really good wine pairing tips for the chocolate cake and chocolate in general. So all of that is up on our site. Go to blendradioandtv.com. The link for it is in the show notes, so you can see the recipe and follow along. And you can go to ruthmilstein.com to keep up with Ruth. Her book, the Gourmand award-winning cookbook, is Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. And I know she loves to focus on family. She's also got another book in the works that is dedicated to family and how to make things fun and easy. But Ruth, I think these chocolate cake balls, this has got to be one of the easiest recipes for a family to make together with the kids, don't you think?
Great for family and especially for children. Children like to do that. It's so children easy. Children like to help. Children can do that. And it's working with the hand. It's what children like.
Mm. So this is something about if you put in here, which I got the giggles about, you said, use your non-eaten chocolate cake. Okay, the only problem is I don't know anybody who has non-eaten chocolate cake. That's the only thing. I don't think that happens. But you can use any kind of, you can just make the cake, right? And just any, like a box chocolate cake, or if you have a leftover from a party, you can take the icing off, right? And then use the cake.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So you say
Always we make. Women always make extra. Always make extra. When it comes to chocolate cake, or for everything, women always make extra. For tomorrow. Leave it for tomorrow. We make more. Maybe somebody will knock on our door.
Right. Women. Yeah, you making sure everybody, you got something there for people. And I like that. And now you've got, okay, so we've got some extra cake and you say you're going to use 5 to 6 slices of chocolate cake, right? So the other part of the recipe is you have to have 4 ounces of dark chocolate, 2 ounces of milk chocolate, and 3 tablespoons of heavy cream. Not a lot of ingredients.
Yeah.
But you're basically going to, so the dark chocolate, the milk chocolate, and the cream is to make a sauce. But the chocolate cake, you said that you're going to mix it all together. So you're melting the chocolates, right, with the cream.
Yes.
Okay. But you say you put the chocolate in a double broiler, like the double pot thing.
Yes.
So you're not putting...
The milk is going to be faster.
So you melt the chocolates. You first take the dark chocolate and the milk chocolate, put it in the double pot. But you're putting the small pot with the chocolate on top of the bottom pot that has the boiling water, right?
Yes.
And then the chocolate, yes, so the chocolate should not touch, no touching of chocolate and water. And then you put the heavy cream in, and then you stir it until it's smooth, like a hot chocolate. Ooh.
Yes.
This is good. And then you take your cake. The kids get to get into this. They crumble the chocolate cake into the chocolate sauce.
Yes.
And then this is the fun part. So once it's cool, what do they get to do, the kids? I know this is going to be the fun part for them.
They like to work with the hands.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be the ones who roll the chocolate. Yes. They're going to take the mixture and make little balls.
So they can lick it later.
I know they're going to lick their hands later, and you have to teach them, wash their hands first. Do not put your fingers in places you shouldn't. Do not lick the fingers until you're done, but they
Their
can make
nose.
20 balls. Yeah.
About 20. Yeah, about, yes.
And then you say you roll the balls in cocoa powder or coconut or chopped almonds. You could do
Yeah.
sprinkles, whatever you want.
Yeah,
You roll it in something.
whatever they like. Surprise.
Okay.
Surprise. Whatever they like, yeah.
And then you just you refrigerate it for a few hours, and that's it.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah. To firm a little bit.
Ah, now you put them in little paper cups so that's cute, right? So it's pretty.
Yes.
And then you
Usually
say,
the
though,
everybody has it at home.
yeah. And
Everybody
if you
has
don't
it
put them in
at home.
paper cups, no one's going to get it, go off on you. You can do what you
Yeah.
want. This reminds me of our family recipe for rum balls. Nancy used to make
Yes.
them with cocoa, and she did those wafers, Nabisco
Yes.
wafers or something like that. She'd crush up the wafers so it had some crunch. And it's very similar, but then she'd put rum in there. Now, you said you could put brandy or liquor into this mixture. Oh, and she used walnuts too. She put walnuts in there. Oh.
Walnut is good. Is good.
And so you could put, like you said, brandy. You could put rum in these, couldn't you?
It
Chocolate
vibrates.
rum balls.
You can put any alcohol because it vibrates. I mean, the children can eat it. You can put
Oh,
wine. You
because
can
you're
put
heating it.
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Nancy, when she made rum balls, she didn't heat it all up. She made it that
Oh.
if you had a couple rum balls and you're at Christmas dinner and you didn't like the people you were having Christmas dinner with and you had a couple rum balls, you'd be smiling at the people you don't like. Or any kind of gathering. Rum balls made everybody happy, and she discovered them because I think her and her brothers and sisters at a Christmas, because this was a Christmas thing. I know it's not Christmas now, but hey, it's almost Easter, and this would be fun to do for Easter. Actually, it would be good for Easter, right? For Passover to make these. This would be nice.
Passover depends. We don't eat flour, so we have to be careful what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
We don't eat flour. With
Oh.
matzah, which is made from flour before it's rise.
Okay.
We need special
Okay.
flour.
Okay. Well,
This is the holiday. This is the holiday. This is the beauty of the holiday.
yeah. For a Jewish faith, no, you can't have this. But
Yeah.
if you are having Easter and you're eating chocolate, you can.
Oh,
It everyone.
Easter,
Yeah.
absolutely. It's good.
You
It's
can
very
go for
good.
this for Easter. It's nice, but make sure if but Nancy and her brothers and sisters found out about the rum balls and they got happy one Christmas. They had the best
Oh,
Christmas
yeah. This is
ever.
good. This is
That
good.
bad girls and boys, but they had a good time. But this is really cool. So easy to do, and it doesn't cost a lot because even if you wanted to make the cake
No.
yourself, you could just go get a boxed cake and do something quick, right?
Yes. And children can help. Children can help. They like to help. They like to dig their finger with the food. When the food is it's sweet. They like it. It's sweet. And the alcohol is going to vibrate, so they will love it. Children like to help. Depends with what.
Yeah, they do.
Like to help. Yeah, I know. Children like to help. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to be part of it, and it's a good way to teach them, and get them in the kitchen and an activity. And it's fun. It's a fun one too for grandparents and the kids to get together and do something,
They should do that. They should do that. If they decide after when they grow up they don't want to be in the kitchen, it's fine. But they should teach
Learn.
them.
Yeah.
Yes, they
Yeah.
should learn. Yeah. Because you don't know where they're going to end up. What we have in my country, yes, we're going to the military. In military, everybody cooks sometimes. Everybody. So we know how to cook if something
Yeah.
happened, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone should.
Everybody know. I mean, I'm talking about the men.
And women
everybody.
too. I mean, it's everyone should know
Woman,
because you go to
natural,
college,
they
you should
cook.
know.
Yes.
Yeah, you
Yes.
shouldn't have to
Yeah.
buy food from a restaurant all the time. I mean, that's not healthy either, you know. So, Ruth, you know, Howard gave some really good tips on pairing wine. And
Yes.
he was saying a Cabernet Sauvignon would be good to go with this.
They are not costly, and it's easy to get them, and it's great. It's great. And we will finish, believe me, we'll finish that the same evening. Late with
Aha. And
that,
Red
yeah.
Zinfandel? Zinfandel would be good too.
Zinfandel, I love Zinfandel. Yes, it's a good
Oh.
one. It's good one,
He
yeah.
also said a Madeira wine, an aged Madeira wine would be good, or port. And Nancy and I just had the most amazing port. Oh my gosh.
Which one?
Oh my gosh. It was a port. Our friends went to Portugal and brought us back this amazing port. And
Portugal is good wine, Portugal.
oh, and they had to sneak it in their suitcase to get it here too. And everyone's going to
Know.
come after us now. I'm looking to see if we have. Yeah, let me see where that port. I'm going to tell you what the port is. I'm looking in our photos to see if I have it. Because it was so delicious. And if anybody can get a hand, get a you know, get this, it is amazing. It was called Burmester, 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 and it was a late bottled vintage
Can you
from,
spell it?
yeah, B as
B-U-R.
in boy, Burmester.
Yes. Yes.
Mester, and it was
M-E-S-T-E-R.
Ser. Yeah,
S-T-E-R. Okay.
Burmester. It was a 2019 from Portugal, and it was absolutely delicious. And our friend made a pudding with pineapple and pomegranate, and she also made chocolate eclairs that went with them. Oh, the chocolate
Really?
eclairs. Oh my, it was good, Ruth. Ooh, it was quite heavenly. I'm just saying, it was very, very good. So we enjoyed our Burmester, and but the pomegranates went well with the port, actually. I
Really?
like I yeah. But
Good.
that's because she had like that other, you know, it was part of a cream and pineapple dish. It was very good. Very, very good. So I,
It's always good to try new things.
it is, it is.
Always. Yeah.
So I say, you know, try away, enjoy the port, because I think sometimes we forget about things like, you know, a nice port that goes with chocolate for something, you know, nice for dinner. And these chocolate balls are, you don't have to have too many of them. You know, it's going to
No.
be nice,
No.
a nice treat for the end, you know, so even a romantic, you know, get together. So I love that Howard said to try some Tawny Port or Ruby Port. But yes, this was so good. It's so good. So I agree. And he also said a Sauterne would be good, which is nice.
Yeah. We have good wine. Really, we have good wine.
Wine is always good, Ruth.
It's
Wine is good
good,
for
yes.
us. Chocolate is good, and
Yes.
you'd use dark chocolate, so that's good, right?
It's very healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Did you have wine and chocolate for Valentine's Day? What did you have?
I didn't
Did
eat.
you make anything
I got
different?
it, but I didn't eat it
Oh. Well, you should
yet. It
eat it when
was
this
very bad
podcast
things.
airs.
Oh no,
Oh.
it was very bad things here, and I had to help people.
Oh.
It
Okay.
was a storm here, and I had to go to help people. I didn't have time to do nothing.
Oh, well, it's time for you to have some chocolate and wine.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
we
Very
will.
good. Well, you know, Nancy and I
It's
will.
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. No
Okay. The weather is not
chocolate.
good. It's not good here.
Well, it's not. Winter is a horrible season. I'm just saying, I'm done with it. We are excited, you know, to I'm waiting for spring, but I think if it's winter, then we can still eat chocolate and drink red wine. That's my way out of winter. Yeah.
It's very
Yeah.
healthy to eat every day a piece of chocolate.
But yes, exactly. I have a friend who said her heart doctor said to her, "Look, you're in trouble." and you're going to have to do all these things to your diet. And she says, okay, I'll do all of this. I'll do the exercise. I'll do all this, but I'm not giving up my wine and I'm not giving up my chocolate. And the
Okay,
doctor
that's
said to her, wait, okay, that's okay. You can have one glass of red wine and you can have 1 to 2 pieces of dark chocolate. And so she was like, okay, thank God you didn't take it all away because, you know, this is a huge part of her life. And so she's happy and she's healthy. And she's made all the
good.
changes
Good.
and she gets her little naughty, you know, her little bit of wine and her little bit of chocolate, and it's healthy and she's happy. So I say, here's to all of us on National Drink Wine Day. Drink wine, enjoy chocolate, enjoy the cheese, enjoy whatever you want with it because it's a special day and it's a Sunday. It's a long weekend this weekend. And we're certainly not drinking to anything political. So why don't we just have some wine and chocolate and toast to our friends and family and loved ones? How about that? I think that sounds like a good
Great.
plan.
And put
Yeah.
music in TV with the music.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes. The
Music
music is good.
and that's it.
Yeah,
No
good music.
newspaper, nothing. That's it.
No, turn off the news for a little
Nothing.
bit, just for a little
Eat
bit.
chocolate.
Yeah, eat the chalk. Do not have anything. Do not ruin the chocolate and the wine experience with anything negative. It is supposed to be fun, magical, happy, and music is perfect. What music do you want to listen to, Ruth, when you eat this and drink the wine?
Classical.
Classical.
I love classical, yes.
I'm thinking a little jazz, like a little Ella Fitzgerald
It depends
would
with
suit.
jazz. I love jazz. Jazz is, you have to pick what you like. It's beautiful.
I
It's
want
beautiful.
Nancy wants the lime and the coconut. Well, she's yelling from the
Good.
background. So she wants a lime and the coconut. I say a little Ella Fitzgerald or some Duke Ellington.
Where is
You
she?
know.
There's no some, or there is somebody like her. Where is she? No.
Oh, not
No,
no,
nobody
not much,
replaced
no.
her. Nobody.
No, Ella's one of the best, man. She's now there's no one like her. Ella is Ella, and she's amazing. I say Ella Fitzgerald. That would be nice. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've got ourselves a perfect Sunday afternoon. This is good. So
Agree.
thank you.
Agree.
Yeah.
Again,
Yeah.
weekend.
Chocolate.
We need it in the weekend.
Yeah. It's or even a
To
Friday
remind us.
night.
Yeah, to
I think
remind us.
this is a good date night thing to do. And
Friday night. Friday
yeah.
night is it is. We. I mean, by law, we're supposed to rest. As a Jewish, by law, we're supposed to rest. Friday
Ooh.
night or Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah. If we do
Okay.
that, not always, but this is what you're
Yeah.
supposed to do. Yeah, like
Well,
Sunday for you.
I think this is a good date night recipe to
Yeah.
do that can be impressive, and you don't have to be a cook to do it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be, you know, overly skilled to make this. So if you want to impress your date, your husband, your
Yes.
wife, your
Yeah.
boyfriend,
Yeah.
girlfriend, or even a first time date, this would make a very, you know, it's like, hey, I made these. I used some used cake.
Why not?
Yeah, I think it's great. And you know what?
Simple
You know what?
cake.
If you go to the grocery stores, how many times do they get rid of stale cake? You could just pick up a cheap thing of stale cake and use it, I bet, and it would taste fine.
And
What about?
you can make the stale cake fresh.
Exactly.
You
Don't
know,
waste food.
you mix it with this, you mix it with nice
Chocolate.
chocolate. Yeah, chocolate with a little bit something like milk or something. You know how to do that, believe me.
It's
Once you
easy.
have it, you know what to do with that. It's
Yeah,
easy,
and
yeah.
you know what? You can probably
Easy.
get like that dark chocolate that has a little bit of orange in it for a
Yes.
little.
Oh yeah. With orange? Oh my God. Good.
Or, you know, you
This
get
is
that dark
good.
chocolate with sea salt.
This salt is good. Not a lot of sea, not a lot of salt. It's great. It's great.
Just a little bit. But the red wine gives a little salt too, though. Always does give a little salt to it. But I think that would be, you know, you could look at the different chocolates, go for that. And, you know, if I, this might be too much if you did a brownie in there, right? A brownie would be too sweet to do with this, with the chocolate on top of it as well.
Not all the brownie sweet too sweet.
Yeah.
Not all the
It has.
brownie too sweet, because they make brownie not sweet at all, because diabetic
Oh
for the
yeah. So
people.
if you get, yeah, get, yeah, there's some that are unsugared and things like that that you can reconstitute. Could you do this if it wasn't chocolate cake?
Yes.
Yeah, why
Why not?
not? Yeah.
Why not to try? Yeah, try. It's only food. It's only food. Try everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Try everything. It's food. We're not
Yeah.
building a house.
Exactly.
It's food. It's food.
Okay. I'm in. Ruth, let's do it. Let's make some chocolate. I love it. Everyone, Ruth has amazing recipes to follow in her book, Cooking with Love Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. As we head out of winter into spring, she's got some fabulous recipes that are lighter, full of color for the joys of spring. They're healthy, family favorites, very
No, it's
Mediterranean
fun,
style
yeah.
cooking. And
My sister
it's a,
recipe, it's really,
yeah.
she make it for me since I'm a child. She still make it for me, God bless her.
Oh,
And really good, yeah. But
that's
just we're
awesome.
far away from each other.
Well,
But she's
you
in
know,
Israel. Yeah, it's
oh,
okay. Yeah.
yeah. Well, you communicate through food. Is the food is the language of love, right? As is
Yeah.
music. So that's it. And
Yeah,
wine
and
is bottled
poem.
poetry, so it's up to us to open the bottle of poetry and you know, and savor it. So everyone, keep up with Ruth at ruthmilstein.com. We're here every third Sunday with Ruth, having a good time talking about food, wine, and cooking, healthy cooking, naughty cooking, you know, a little bit naughty but nice. We like it. And so you can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you so much, Ruth.
Thank you for having me.
Take
And be
care.
safe, you and
You
mom.
too.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Love show featuring Ruth Milstein. Keep up with Ruth and her recipes and her books at ruthmilstein.com. You can also keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.